This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day we had yesterday, friends. It was really pretty incredible. It's easy to sort of take this stuff for granted, and you know, you go to see a president, a vice president, you see a secretary of agriculture or EPA administrator, others that come, and you understand that this is a race that has the attention of the political world in North Dakota. People come and they go, and you hear them say a speech, and you go, yep, okay. But I was really, really impressed yesterday with the message, with what Vice President Pence brought. It was pretty incredible. If you were there, I'd love to get your take on it. Call us at 258-0550. That's the local telephone number, 701-258-0550. It's also toll-free at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd or I with your thoughts on this or anything today on the program, 701-367-2054 for me, 367-2054 for me, or 226-8503 for Todd. We still love your email. Well, I still have your mail, and I get a fair amount of it, of different articles and little notes, and appreciate that, either to our a Fargo location at 3301 University Drive in Fargo, 58104, or to K-Fire Studio, 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck. We get them. Todd and I get them. We appreciate you, and thank you very much. So some folks still love to pop things in the mailbox. I love that. Or your email, too. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. How are you today, Todd? Are you doing okay? Everything
fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm good. I'm really good today. Colored some Easter eggs last night with Haley. Can't give up that tradition. I just, you know, it's just one of those things about, it's sort of like when I dropped her off at school today, and I love this. And you know what? I stayed at home longer than I usually would, just because I thought maybe I can help Maria by bringing Haley to school today. And as it turns out, that was on her mind too, so it worked out perfect. So I take her to school, and I was just telling her how much I love doing that. And she goes, well, Dad, there are 36 days left of school. She has this all figured out. I think it was 36. And after this year, you won't get to bring me to school, and neither will Mom, because I will be driving myself. And at that point, I wanted to slam on the brakes of life, Todd, right there. Just wanted everything to stop right that second. Because, you know, I still, when I drop her off, I can see her hold my hand with her backpack as a kindergartner, you know, and all the kids, her brother Alex and her sister Hannah. Alex is now a senior up at UND. Hannah's in her freshman year at Yale. Haley's a ninth grader, and she's about to go big girl on me and drive herself to school. And you just sort of say, God darn it, anyway. I don't ever let it get old.
They grow up so fast, don't they?
They do, and I don't ever let it get old. I refuse to let it get old. I really do. I don't want to. So I've watched her walk in and said, God darn it. I got one of the last days before the end of school, and I'm going to take advantage of a few more for sure. So my day started just swell, and we did the Easter eggs last night. I have full coverage on Facebook, in case you're wondering. you can find it all right there for sure. And, you know, doing what I do and have done for a long time, I started behind the microphone in a talk radio kind of way in 1986. And I got to know a guy by the name of Mark Andrews. And for me, it was pretty cool. I was a Minnesota boy, and my dad, you know, he knew Hubert Humphrey and Wendy Anderson, and he was a lefty. So he liked it when those guys, Walter Mondale, you know, they'd come to town and see him. And, you know, he was a radio guy, so it was a news thing, you know. And I watched that growing up. And then for me, Bill Janklow and Rudy Perpich were kind of the first folks I knew in a, okay, you're at the radio station, you're covering news kind of thing, right? But when I moved to North Dakota, then I had the opportunity of actually getting to know somebody who was a United States Senator, and that was Mark Andrews. And I just loved Mark Andrews. He just had that fatherly, kind, you know, way about him, and just the way he talked. I could just listen to him all day long, and I still to this day love his stories about his enormous battles on trying to get Garrison water here. And how the what now are a version of the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters, Roger Johnson, Earl Pomeroy, Byron Dorgan, you know, stopping it. Okay, these guys stopping it, wanting it for all the extreme environmental reasons. I loved his stories about that, but that was pretty cool for me in 1986. But the reason I've invested as much time, and really when I started the whole talk radio thing, Grand Forks, KCNN, 1986. When I got behind the microphone with others there, it was to make a difference, and it was almost as just sort of a hobby, right? I mean, yeah, we were doing it to program, but I had other responsibilities in the radio station, managing the station or sales or whatever, and this was sort of a passion that my boss at the time, Dave Norman, let me do. And it just kind of kept growing and growing, and obviously we had the first talk radio station as it exists today, then in 86, and that 86 race really stuck with me. And it stuck with me for the following reason, that Mark Andrews was defeated in that race by an up-and-coming Democrat by the name of Kent Conrad. Really, in my mind, sort of, you know, look, it was typical politics. I'm not going to say it was anything and it was dirty or underhanded or sort of Joe Kennedy-like, okay? But it was, you know, the campaign that was run against Mark Armstrong was vicious, ridiculous. And, you know, using things like, you know, the issues with his wife and health and how that was handled medically and bungled. And, you know, it just was, it was kind of sad to see someone that was, had done so much for North Dakota, so good. And that really motivated me to get beyond, you know, the newspaper coverage of a story or what people think about a story to really, you know, understand it. And also to get a very early lesson in just how, I'm going to say this word, vicious, not in a malicious sense, if that's true, but cunning is a word I'd use. Vicious. The Democrats are very good at dirty politics. They're just very good at it. I mean, I can go through all kinds of examples of it. And Republicans, by and large, well, some obviously have political operatives just like the Democrats do, but the candidates themselves very much. Mostly are people that come out of the private sector. Mark Andrews came off the farm, right? I mean, you know, most of the time it's people that are, you know, invested in some way, could do other things and make much more money in the private sector, but they're giving them themselves on the, and the Democratic side, it's much more politics. It's much more a profession. It's much more, you know, this is what I do for a living. Okay. And, they're just good at it. Okay, and that isn't necessarily good. What I wanted to try and do is break through all that noise and talk to real people about things that matter and why they matter, and that's why I love doing what I do. So yesterday, to me, I don't know why, but all this was kind of coming full circle from Mark Andrews to now, and of course even my kids, when I think about last night with the Easter egg hunts and everything, well, that's why I care, right? I mean, to me, I care because it's important. And I thought Mark Andrews, Mike Pence last night, yesterday during this speech, did a very good job of talking to me, not as a radio talk show host, not as someone that covers politics and tries to sort all this out for you, but for me as a North Dakotan that is no different than a North Dakotan that's a farmer or a rancher or a shop owner or a nurse or, you know, pick your profession, okay? Not any different. On why I need to pay attention to this, why I need this to matter. Here's a little bit of that touched me, and that I hope we all take very, very seriously. This from Mike Pence yesterday.
Taking decisive action to make America stronger and safer than ever before. You know, in just the past year, we've taken decisive action to make America stronger and safer than ever before, with a growing economy and America standing tall on the world stage once again. The President and I know for all the good things that he's been able to accomplish with our partners in the Congress of the United States, We know the strength of this nation isn't to be found in the marble halls in our nation's capital. The strength of America is always has been and always will be found in the hearts and the character and the work ethic of the American people. And North Dakota is proof of that every day. And this state has always embodied the American spirit, but what's happened here in the 21st century really is nothing short of extraordinary. I mean, North Dakota, we all know, is one of the most beautiful and bountiful places in the country, feeding millions of Americans, countless others around the world. But hidden beneath your fertile fields has always been another source of prosperity, affordable and abundant energy.
He goes on to talk about the North Dakota energy miracle. We're going to talk with Harold Hamm, who was there yesterday. Of course, America's oil champion, Continental Resources, as well, a little bit about that and about this race. Governor Doug Burgum, who I think did a fabulous job. There was a lot of incredible things that came out of yesterday. I want your take on them. I'm going to play some more excerpts, and we have lots to come on What's On Your Mind, so don't touch that dial. Tim and Edgley, you're first to go when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profits opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All North Dakota checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required nomination form and agreement to serve form and submit both to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. These positions are open to all individuals without regard to race, color, national origin, gender, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, marital or family status, political beliefs, parental status, or protected genetic information. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To download the nomination form and agreement to serve form, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another thing we're going to do today, Peter Schweitzer is going to join us at the top of next hour. He is the author of the book Secret Empires. And how our politicians hide corruption and enrich their families and friends. Have you heard about this one? I've heard mostly about the Joe Biden one, because Joe Biden and his son flew to D.C. Also, the stepson of trying to remember. Is it stepson of Joe Biden? I think it's the stepson of Joe Biden and John Kerry. They go over to China aboard Air Force Two. And this is Vice President Biden as Vice President, brings his son along, and Kerry steps in, I guess. And they all of a sudden, I forget if it was days later or whatever, closed a $1 billion deal with the Bank of China. So Peter Schweitzer's whole point is that there are rules for elected members of Congress, you know, president, vice president, whatnot, but not for their families. And it's a real way to, you know, not good. Not good. So anyway, we'll talk to Peter about that. A couple of listeners have asked about it, so got it scheduled. Wanted to let you know. Top of next hour. Tonight I'll be in Valley City. And part of What is Good Government in North Dakota, a public conversation. Think ND. Now, I'm on the panel with an assistant professor of political science, Dr. Vinha, Louis de Vinha, from Valley City State. But I'm really hoping that a lot of citizens are there. So Think ND and the Humanities Council and the Bush Foundation and the Northern Plains Ethics Institute can hear from you about what makes good government, can hear from you about what makes a good elected official, what makes a good citizen. It's kind of 30,000-foot conversation removed from the TikTok of partisanship or daily politics or anything else to say, you know what, how can we do this better? What does it look like? And really, you're going to drive that. So I hope you join us tonight, 7 to 9, School Room, Valley City's Student Center, Valley City State Student Center at Valley City State. So should be some great fun. We are looking forward to it. What else do I need to do? You know, I think what I'm going to do with the Mike Pence interview is to play you the whole thing. Not the entire interview, but the last, the stuff that I pulled out in highlights are about a 10 to 12 minute chunk at the end that's really, really good. So I'm going to play that for you. We're going to do that coming up here in a little bit. If you have a take on it, I'd love to hear from you at 800-228-0550. I'm going to end the program today. My final commentary is going to deal with the response of the visit of Vice President Pence to North Dakota from Heidi Heitkamp and her campaign. The reason I'm going to do that is because we're going to hear it again and again. Vice President will be back. President will be here for this campaign as well. And Heidi Heitkamp has an interesting approach to this. She's highlighting some things that Mike Pence have said about her previously. When she was given an incredible opportunity to prove that her talk of bipartisanship isn't just that talk, to actually take an opportunity in an olive branch that she completely blew. And why did she blow it? She blew it, folks, because she is unable to remove herself from the grip of Chuck Schumer and the Democratic donors that he feeds her with. Because she thinks money is the reason she wins this race. She just thinks that she goes, sees enough Democratic donors and keeps Chuck Schumer happy so those meetings keep happening, she'll have enough money to win. Ask Donald Trump if money wins you a presidential race. How much was he outspent by? Ridiculous amounts of money. Ridiculous. And I don't doubt Kevin Cramer will be competitive. There was a fundraiser yesterday that broke records, I think, of anything that's ever been raised in North Dakota by 2-3-fold. So, that, you know, there's plenty of people that are supporting Congressman Cramer with their money, and they should. If you got it to give and you want to make a difference, this is America. That's fine. Now, we'll just, at the end of the day, see how many of those have a connection to North Dakota and how many have a connection to Chuck Schumer and, you know, all kinds of folks outside. But in my mind, Heidi Heitkamp, with her response yesterday, with her response to the president and vice president and their previous efforts, has shattered her own argument that she's bipartisan. It's a fraud. It's provably false. So I have some thoughts on that I want to share with you, and I'll give you more details. So what else do we need to do, Tony? I told you about Valley City. I think I need to ask Tim and Edgley what's on his mind. He's first to go here. 800-228-0550. Tim, Edgley, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind today is what a former Supreme Court justice had to say in an article he published yesterday about how he thinks it's time to abolish the Second Amendment. Well, I'd like to ask that judge personally to his face, well, why don't we abolish the rest of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, too? And why don't we abolish liberty and freedom, too, while we're at it? You know, the Democrats and these liberals especially, they're showing who they are and what they want. And this last bill that was put through the Congress, this spending bill, it also has provisions in it to disarm our veterans. And I'll bet the other day when you had Senator Hovind on, I bet he didn't even know that. And that's very upsetting to me. Those men went out and served their country, and now they're disarming them through little questions they ask them when they go to the VA about their personal finances, and they're using that excuse to disarm them. That's a disgrace. These people are a disgrace. And Senator Hovind is a disgrace for voting for that.
Well, you know, I don't like it. Clearly the president didn't like it, but I do like things in it. I do like that our military were funded to the degree they were. And that's I think what that whole omnibus spending bill was about was another example of how badly that place is broken. And your earlier point to the Supreme Court Justice Stevens suggesting we repeal the Second Amendment. North Dakotans, Tim, you, and every other North Dakotan hold in your hands the power to decide how the Supreme Court will be made up in the future. Are we going to have more people like him that want the Second Amendment repealed? Or are we going to, I mean,
well,
this Senate race is about that. This Senate race is about that more than anything. I'm going to go back to, you know, talking about why I do talk radio and how it all started for me as sort of a hobby outside of other stuff in radio. It's because I was so concerned about the future of this country. A guy that voted for the first time for president for Ronald Reagan got spun up on the conservative cause and what Ronald Reagan stood for. And then later, as a dad, said, what kind of country am I going to leave to my kids, my grandkids? That's why this matters. And you can get frustrated, and you know, you voiced some frustrations today. I'm not going to begrudge you one of those. But the idea that you take one of those frustrations, and I'm not saying you're doing this, Tim, but I'm saying others would. I'm done. I'm out of here. I don't like this guy. I don't like that guy. It's about so much more than one guy and one vote.
I have an idea to that effect.
What would that be?
It goes back to excuse me?
I said lay it on me quickly.
Okay. Then said the political party system.
We lost your connection to you, but I did get something about the two-party system. That's not going to be fixed between now and November.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pocklet Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. You ready? Always a great deal, and today's no different. 2016 GMC Yukon XL. This is an SLT, local one-owner trade, only 53,000 miles on. Here we go. SLT package loaded up, leather, navigation, heated, cool seats, quad seating, sunroof, DVD. It's on the lot now for $44,995 at the Valley City Pocklet store. But today only. You tell them, hey, Scott sent me. They're going to sell that to you at $43,486. Folks, incredible savings off new, and it's like new. $43,486. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC. You drive. We'll ride with you. That's what they say. 721 West Main in Valley City. You're online at Pucklet.com and PuckletValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. I was going to play you a number of excerpts from Vice President Pence's speech. This is the best 10 minutes. It really is. Listen close and tell me if you agree. He's talking first here a little bit about the tax plan. The most damning evidence Heidi Heitkamp doesn't care about North Dakotans. Disregarded the support for the president, disregarded the support for the bill, hanging her hat on some stupid scoring that does not compute with history at all. Here, he's making the case here. Listen.
All told, we believe our tax cuts are going to save the typical family of four in North Dakota more than $2,600 every year when they take effect. And as businesses invest their tax savings in their employees, North Dakota workers can expect to see pay raises, we believe, of more than $4,500 a year in the years ahead. I mean, we're already on our way. Because across North Dakota and right here in Fargo, companies have already announced plans for bigger raises, better benefits, tax cut bonuses of $1,000 or more have been distributed to at least 34,000 North Dakota workers. Our tax cuts are working for North Dakota. And that's why your congressman and your senior senator voted to send these tax cuts to the president's desk. But you might have noticed the same can't be said of your other senator. People of North Dakota deserve to know that when it came time to cut your taxes, Senator Heidi Heitkamp voted no. When it came to letting North Dakota families...
The guy says she's gone.
When it came to letting North Dakota families keep $2,600 more of your hard-earned money, Heidi Heitkamp voted no. When it came to providing North Dakota farmers the relief they deserve from the death tax, Heidi Heitkamp voted no. But folks, it's not just the tax cuts. The truth is, time and again, Heidi Heitkamp has voted no on the policies that the people of North Dakota support and the policies that North Dakota needs. She voted no on repealing and replacing Obamacare. And when the United States Senate was trying to eliminate the BLM methane rule that's punishing North Dakota's energy producers, even as we speak, Heidi Heitkamp voted no. In fact, she cast a deciding vote to protect that job-killing regulation from being repealed. She even voted no on protecting the unborn. The truth is, Heidi Heitkamp hasn't been put in North Dakota first. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I think the people of North Dakota deserve better. But I'll make you a promise. President Trump and I are going to keep working. We're going to keep working every day with your leaders in Bismarck, your conservative leaders in the Congress, and we will always put North Dakota and America first. You know, in just the past year, we've taken decisive action to make America stronger and safer than ever before, with a growing economy and America standing tall on the world stage once again. The President and I know for all the good things that he's been able to accomplish with our partners in the Congress of the United States, we know that the strength of this nation isn't to be found in the marble halls in our nation's capital. The strength of America is always has been and always will be found in the hearts and the character and the work ethic of the American people. And North Dakota is proof of that every day. And this state has always embodied the American spirit, but what's happened here in the 21st century really is nothing short of extraordinary. I mean, North Dakota, we all know, is one of the most beautiful and bountiful places in the country, feeding millions of Americans, countless others around the world. But hidden beneath your fertile fields has always been another source of prosperity, affordable and abundant energy. For generations, those resources were largely unknown. Even when they were discovered, they were often inaccessible, locked away under your feet. But North Dakotans didn't accept that. So you did what Americans always do. You tackled the problem with ingenuity, determination, hard work, and grit. You pioneered new forms of exploration and extraction, the likes of which the world had never seen before. You unleashed what President Trump rightly called the North Dakota Energy Miracle. And the world is marveling at your leadership. You know, in the time that I served in the Congress, I took note of the fact that in the well of the Congress, there's only two quotes on the wall. They're both behind the chair where the Speaker of the House sits, just above the American flag. The first quote is the one we all cherish: "In God we trust." But the second one's a little bit higher. It's up near the ceiling. I noticed it about 10 years ago, Senator, when I was there involved in a debate on the floor about American energy. It's a quote from the great Daniel Webster. And I'll quote it in part, because I think it speaks particularly to the North Dakota energy miracle and how that's bound up with the great American story. The quote of Daniel Webster in the Well of the Congress of the United States says, and I quote, "Let us develop the resources of our land and call forth its power. Promote all its great interests and see whether we also, in our time, might perform something worthy to be remembered." Think about those words. I mean, the truth is, that's exactly what North Dakota has done. You called forth the power of this land, the God-given riches of this country, benefiting not only the prosperity of the people of your state, but the prosperity of a nation and the energy security of a nation. You have plummeting unemployment, soaring opportunity, and all through the unprecedented development of your natural resources. I mean, the truth is that North Dakota is leading the way in an American energy renaissance. Thanks in large part to North Dakota, the United States is today the largest producer of natural gas. And this year, for the first time in a generation, we'll be the largest producer of oil anywhere in the world. North Dakota is at the forefront of a great American comeback. But I'm here to tell you folks that comeback has just begun. But we're going to need your help to keep it going. We really are. So as I close, let me thank you again for coming out today on this warm and balmy day in North Dakota. I want to encourage all of you, though. I want to encourage all of you. Keep doing what you did today. Make time to stay involved as citizens. Keep the energy and the enthusiasm that I see in the room today, every day in the days and weeks that lie ahead. And let your voice be heard among your coworkers and your neighbors and your friends and your places of work and your places of worship. You know, I always believe that all the TV shows in America, all the cable networks in America, all the websites, all the emails in the world don't matter a hill of beans compared to when someone who knows and trusts you hears from you about why you're supporting the policies and the people that you're backing. I mean, word of mouth has always been the most powerful media in America. And so I just encourage you to go out and tell somebody. Tell the story of this great American renewal to your friends and your loved ones and your neighbors. I mean, tell them what they're not hearing on most of their cable television stations. Right? I mean, just say, yeah, you know, I ran into Mike the other day. And he was like reminding me of all the things we've been able to do with great leaders like Senator John Hoeven and Congressman Kevin Cramer and conservatives in the Congress of the United States who stood shoulder to shoulder with this president. I mean, tell them what we've accomplished and then tell them about the difference that it's making here in North Dakota and all across this country. Tell them we cut their taxes so they can keep more of what they earn. Tell them we're restoring American strength at home and abroad. So America's standing tall once again on the world stage, commanding the respect of the world, protecting our families in new and renewed ways. I mean, tell them we're putting Washington back to work for them, not the other way around. And tell them under President Donald Trump, the forgotten men and women of America are forgotten no more. You go tell them. Because it's true. And there's one more thing I'd like to encourage you to do. As you stay involved, as you tell the story, if you're of a mind in these two divided times in this country to bow the head and bend the knee, I encourage you to do that too. Well, I truly do believe those ancient words that Americans have clung to for generations, ancient words written millennia ago, are every bit as true today as they were when they were first uttered. That if his people, who are called by his name, will humble themselves and pray, he'll do like he's always done in the long and storied history of this great nation. He'll hear from heaven. He'll heal this land, this one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So pray for America.
Is he great or what? More coming up.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince Webker, the owner. Vince, you have a big hot tub financing event going on right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's for the rest of March here. It's the national campaign hot tub financing event. 60 months, no interest financing, which means you can get into a hot spring spa, a saltwater hot tub from Ace Saltwater, for less than a cup of coffee a day. And if you got a family of six, you could really break it down to that's less than a dollar a day for the ultimate in wellness.
Hot tubs, patio furniture. By the way, the best patio furniture on earth. Commercial grade, Tropitone, this stuff is fantastic. Foosball, shuffleboard, pool tables, the game tables are great. Saunas are big right now. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800. Just tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I think Mike Pence had some great advice for you. Will that be hard to follow, to do what he did? Does that make you sort of step back a little bit and say, how can I do what I do related to what I care about differently? It does me. Even a simple little line about, just tell me right into my ache. And, you know, I really think it's, you know, it's that important. We have a governor in us, and I think it's a North Dakota thing. Maybe just a, Scandinavian thing a little bit. I'm as much German as I am Scandinavian, and I don't have this filter, thankfully, to my German heritage. Anyway, have the conversation. Talk about this. I don't know. I hope you were as moved by that as I was. And again, I've heard a lot of speeches, a lot of visiting politicians. And I'll even admit yesterday just being like a little, you know, Mike Pence, great, but it's, you know, it's Mike Pence. He's not going to come in and have you jumping up and down. It was a really well done message. And he's a quality guy. I love Mike Pence. I actually knew him when he was
Trying to remember if I met him first as a talk show host in Indiana or as a member of the House. I think it might have been I can't remember. But anyway, always very kind. Very kind. I mean, as Joe Schmo radio talk shows in Indiana and as, you know, a member of Congress. Come out of his way and, you know. Remember one time I was doing an interview with Vice President Cheney at CPAC. And it was the first interview that Dick Cheney had done after he left the White House. And it was darn near 2 years after, right? So people have been sort of waiting. You know how that is. They kind of go quiet for a while. And Liz Cheney, who I knew, brought her dad over, and we did an interview together. Well, it was this big to-do at CPAC because, you know, for one, he was a surprise speaker. And then immediately when he gets off, he comes down into the floor where all the convention stuff is going on, you know, and sits down and does an interview. And so there was this media mob and big hubbub. Ed and Nancy Schaefer were there, too. I remember that. It was a wonderful time. And Mike Pence came up after that and said, "How are you?" "Oh, that was really neat. You got the vice president come over." And I didn't have to do that. And I think at that point, I don't believe he was a member of Congress at that point. I think he went back in, or he was a bridge there between when he was a member and then he did a talk show thing and then he went in as governor. But what I'm saying is I like the guy a lot. I'm not in any way trying to diss him. I think the guy's got a heart of gold. I think he's rock solid. I think one incredible example of Donald Trump's impeccable ability to find, you know, people for certain positions, and the vice president is one. It really done well. I picked well there. It was pretty awesome. But there was a really powerful message in there. A really powerful message in there. I liked it. Texter says, "Wow, Vice President Pence, how can you not like him? That was the greatest." It was pretty amazing. It was. And I think, folks, that you best buckle up. Calendar hasn't even flipped till April. And North Dakota is going to be the epicenter of this race. For the future of this country, for the Supreme Court, for the Second Amendment now, for crying out loud. Who would have thought we had to fight on that hill? It is. It's going to be all that and more. So get ready for this. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Still to come, Peter Schweitzer and the book is called Secret Empires, How Our Politicians Hide Corruption and Enrich Their Family and Friends. We have him for two segments coming up. Many of you have asked for him, so ask away on your questions about this book and his research. He's the guy that did the Clinton Cash book, too, remember, and connected all the dots on Hillary and the uranium deal. I got to ask him about that, too, because that, I mean, I just can't believe you write a book like that. You have research in the book, and you have so little media attention on it. Now, there's some FBI attention on this, we understand. In fact, I just saw something that I think Judicial Watch or somebody got it reopened. Anyway, then also Governor Doug Burgum, Harold Hamm on the visit of the vice president and the Senate race, Kevin Cramer versus Heidi Heitkamp, and then we'll wrap up with my commentary on bipartisanship and the opportunities afforded Heidi Heitkamp for bipartisanship that she has rejected so blatantly, they make it very clear that North Dakota's interests are far less important than how much campaign cash she gets in the relationship with Chuck Schumer. In fact, what do I got here today? We get how many of these press releases we get in a day now, Todd? Usually like 1, 2, 3, right, out of the Heitkamp camp. I literally should print them out and see how many times bipartisanship is mentioned. Because you can't get, you know, Heitkamp introduces bipartisan this, bipartisan that, bipartisan. You know, here's what I don't think Heidi understands. You don't get to tell us what you are. You have to show us what you are. Telling us your bipartisanship when you reject opportunities prove you're lying.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.